Welcome back to the Hagman & Hagman Show, the worldwide broadcast. Thank you so much. This is your guest host tonight, Ted Brower. And we're having probably one of the best shows that I've ever had the privilege to be part of tonight. We had Chuck Ball, one of the first half hour. Then we had dark journalist Daniel List. Then we had Sheila Zelinsky. Then we had Paul Williams, who really went into detail on Operation Gladio. And I know your heads are still spinning from that. And now we have a friend of mine, Dane Wigington, that I've known for years. I first interviewed him on the Power Hour back with Joyce Riley. I guess it's been three and a half years ago now. And he's been absolutely integral and he's been critical as far as making people aware of what's going on with chemtrails, geoengineering. And he doesn't like the term chemtrails, but a lot of guys know it by that. It's the correct term, geoengineering, and what's happening to the stratosphere with all of the aluminum, the barium, the strontium they're pouring into it. And so before we get started, Dane, and welcome back to the show, I want you to give the information to everybody how they can help you, how they can get information from you, and your website material, please.
Thank you, Ted, and thanks for your continued help with this most critical cause. Our website is geoengineeringwatch.org. It's all data, no advertising, no politics. And as far as how people can help, we have to have a critical mass of awareness on this issue, and reaching that critical mass will take all of us. And sharing credible data from a credible source with people is exponentially more effective than trying to verbally convey this complex issue. And we've made materials available on the home page of the site for our approximate cost of printing in mass quantity and distributing. We're only trying to get these materials out. That's our only goal. So there's credible materials there, and if people help us to share that, get others to do so, get this issue to the light of day so we can expose it and stop it.
I've gotten a bunch of the material from Dane. I give it out to everybody. He's absolutely right. When you have a color brochure that talks about geoengineering and the documented facts and websites and links, and you say, hey, this is why it's so hot. This is what they're doing. This is what these white lines on the sky. Will you read this? They go, yeah, I'll read that. And so what it does, it makes it really easy to explain a very complicated subject in a very simple fashion. So tell me what's going on with the fires. Tell me about how hot aluminum burns. Tell me why we're having these incredible forest fires, how the wine area over there in Napa Valley has pretty much been destroyed. All these homes have been destroyed. People have been killed. Tell me why these fires are burning so hot, and tell me how this is linked to what's happening with the geoengineering.
The bottom line is, on climate engineering, whatever any individual wants to speculate as to the motives behind these programs, what is not speculation or conjecture or hypothesis is the fact that climate engineering solar radiation management programs have absolutely set the stage for the cataclysmic firestorms that are happening in the West. There is absolutely no question about this. We have satellite imagery to prove conclusively that using ionosphere heaters to heat the atmosphere, create high-pressure domes, and effectively block any inflow of moisture from the Pacific into California for as long as they want. And these are proven, patented processes. Again, whatever anyone wants to speculate as to the motives, the many agendas likely for these programs that are going on, and we know some of the agendas, but what is not speculation, Ted, is the fact that climate engineering, by drying out the atmosphere, disrupting the hydrological cycle, raining down incendiary dust on everything, destroying the ozone layer, which is frying the trees, the toxic particles are killing the trees from the ground up. It set the stage, again, for cataclysmic firestorms that have happened. Perhaps there's arson involved here in the case of the California fires as well. But as far as the volatility, the explosive combustion that we see, that in every possible manner leads back to climate engineering. And if people want to look this up, again, with our site, if they look up Geoengineering Watch California drought, or Geoengineering Watch shredded ozone or destroyed ozone layer, or Geoengineering Watch and whatever subject you're looking up, they'll likely find an article to cover and answer that question. We're only trying to provide data to people so they can help sound the alarm.
You know, it's interesting. Apollo 1 was initially designated as AS-204, was the first manned mission of the United States Apollo program, which had its ultimate goal in a manned lunar landing. The low Earth orbital test of the Apollo Command Service Medal never made its target launch of February the 21st, 67, because a cabin fire during the launch rehearsal test on January the 20th at Cape Kennedy killed all three of the command members, Grissom, it also was White, and Chaffee, and it destroyed the command module. Now, the reason this happened is, number one, they had pure oxygen in the command module, and there was aluminum everywhere inside of there for weight. And aluminum, when it's in pure oxygen or even when it's got a lot of air to it, it will burn extremely hot. And this is why this temperature basically melted the inside of this capsule, killing these guys. And of course, we had no escape for the hatch because it opened to the inside and it was pressurized, so they couldn't open it to get out. So they changed that out of the, from the future part of the Apollo program. But explain to the folks, Dane, what aluminum does, why it's so combustible, and what temperatures it burns at, and why they can't put these fires out.
Well, again, it's a combination of all the factors. In the case of the fires that just happened in California, you had what amounts to a blowtorch effect. You had winds blowing 60, 70 miles an hour. You had an incendiary dust and everything. You have the lowest fuel moistures ever recorded here in California. So people think the drought's over here. That's an absolute lie, because these particles, including aluminum, are desiccant materials. So when you saturate the atmosphere with these day in, day out, 24/7, it absorbs and accretes all available atmospheric moisture. So atmospheric relative humidity goes through the basement. There's none. There's no dew. It sucks the moisture out of all the foliage. Record low fuel moisture. So imagine that, Ted, when we're told right now by official agencies like NOAA that there is no drought in Northern California, yet we have the lowest fuel moistures ever. How exactly does that equate? And one other point of interest, Ted, that I'm not sure you and I have ever discussed or not, but for those who doubt that these programs are going on, consider this. Our legal team, the Legal Alliance to Stop Climate Engineering, to Stop Geoengineering, excuse me, LASG, did a survey, 1,500 climate scientists. And back to the science terms, by the way, 77 of those 1,500 scientists that we surveyed about climate engineering, 77 said on the record in another survey that chemtrails weren't real. When we surveyed the same 77 and 1,423 more and asked them if they would state on the record that climate engineering isn't happening, not one. Not one of 1,500 scientists was willing to deny climate engineering on the record, including the 77 that denied, quote, chemtrails. So that's why we use the science terms, because when we use those, they can't deny the issue. So again, that's something that people should consider. If it's not going on, why would not a single one of 1,500 climate scientists deny it on the record? Not one.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. Now, I've read that, you know, this is being funded through the CIA. Do you have any idea who really is funding this and why they're allowed to do these experiments on the American population?
Central bankers. All roads lead back to the central bankers funding everything. And as far as why they're going on, we have to look at the bigger picture, because there are so many agendas being carried out at once. So from 1945, when these programs were first deployed initially over the polar regions, we've had governments that knew there were problems going on with the overall state of the climate and human activity and so forth. So instead of trying to actually deal with those problems, like the pharmaceutical approach for the human body, they try to cover it up. And this is very important, another agenda, using weather as a weapon. And when people say, Ted, you've heard this, Ted, I think, I'm sure for many people, why would they do this? You've heard that, correct?
Yes, I have.
So I would respond to that question by saying, why wouldn't they do this? Why wouldn't a completely out-of-control power structure want to control the weather where they can, again, win wars against other countries, topple those countries, bring them to their knees without the populations of those countries ever even knowing they went to war? And as they're intervening with the climate system, they're doing more and more damage. The more damage they do, the more they ramp these programs up to try to hide the damage these programs did in the first place. So we have all of those aspects. We have a eugenics aspect that certainly there's no question for anybody who rationally examines the data that the fact that the population is getting dumber by the day, and they are, all of us are, our IQs are going down. That's a statistical fact. I mean, they're going down precipitously because we're absorbing elements, neurotoxins that affect our neurological system. We can't not have this effect. So all of these things make a population easier to control. They use weather as a weapon. They try to hide the damage to the climate that's already done by doing more damage at the same time. It's just it's a very downward spiral, Ted, of doubling down on the same insanity, and we're headed for a very, very dark place very soon if we continue.
Is the primary goal here eugenics? Is that what they're trying to do? Or are they trying to install a worldwide government? What in the world's going on, Dane?
Well, yeah, again, we have to look at the bigger picture, although I would argue it's impossible to deny the eugenics aspect. You can't. When you know that they know how harmful this material is and they're using it, it's impossible to deny that. But again, you have the weather weapon aspect, and you have the attempt. As I stated, they began to geoengineer over the polar regions first. That's an attempt to mask the severity of what's happening there. And why? Why is that so important? Because you have massive methane deposits, especially in the Arctic. And to put that into mathematical context, in the LAPTEV-C alone, there's perhaps 10,000 gigatons of methane, it's estimated, on the Laptev seafloor. And if one half of 1% of that releases, that's 50 gigatons, that's a 400% increase on the total greenhouse gas effect right now. So what that methane does, Ted, it covers the planet like a layer of glass. Methane's 120 times more potent than CO2 over a 10-year time horizon. So they're trying to slow the ice melt in the polar regions, but they're having the opposite effect. And Ted, as you know this, you're a health expert. What happens when you intervene with the body's natural systems?
The other systems go haywire.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly the point, and that's exactly what's happening with geoengineering. And the more haywire those systems goes, the more they go, what does the medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex do? They just keep giving you more medications, right?
That's correct.
And that's climate engineering. So what they're doing, let's give one example of this. So by trying to cover the sky with light-scattering particles to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy, they're destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, contaminating the entire surface of the planet. And what are they doing now? Because they've destroyed the ozone layer with these programs, now they're doing what's – they've engaged in two programs we know of, Project Lucy and Project Alamo. That's to microwave the atmosphere with opposing radio frequency transmissions, microwave transmissions, to try to degrade some of the methane release that their programs helped to trigger in the first place, doubling down, just like the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Well, you know, it's also interesting, you know, this past week I just read an article on my show that a huge hole, basically the size of Maine, has opened up in Antarctica. Did you see the research on that, or did you see the news release on that?
Absolutely. And what do the quote experts say? The experts that can't even won't acknowledge, and there's a federal gag order, in fairness to the weathermen, the NOAA, National Weather Service weathermen, there's a federal gag order on them right now, so they can't speak out. But on the ice hole, the quote unquote experts claim to not have a clue what that's about. Let's go back to the methane I just spoke about.
That's
on the seafloor.
Right.
Blowing holes through the ice. We know that's happening in the Arctic. We think that may be a causal factor in Antarctica because there's methane deposits there that are just being discovered now, and that would be logical and plausible because the exact same scenario has happened in the Arctic. So much methane being expelled from the seafloor with such force, it blows a hole in the ice.
Okay, one more thing. They were also saying that there's a lot of energy fields that are coming from Antarctica now over the Atlantic Ocean and over the Pacific Ocean. What's going on with all that?
Well, certainly there's enough data to confirm that there's massive RF, radio frequency, microwave transmission facilities in Antarctica. These people are desperate, and they don't know how to turn back. They don't have the psychology to turn back. They only know how to keep going because they're not going to let go of their power. So we see these transmissions coming from Antarctica. You know there's a lot of coming and going from Antarctica. And we look at Mr. Kerry, in fact, on Election Day, Mr. Kerry went to New Zealand, went to Antarctica, returned to New Zealand, all during the election interval day, two or three days before and after, and he left New Zealand hours before a devastating earthquake in New Zealand. Now, if we look at the microwave transmissions, it was very good timing on Mr. Kerry's part. What happens, Ted, when you put something in the microwave oven too long, it blows up, right?
That's right.
So when you concentrate these massively powerful, and we're talking about billions of watts, transmitting these signals, bouncing them off the reflective atmosphere that's been sprayed with the climate engineering aircraft and electrically conductive particulates, and you aim the signal back down into the strata in a seismically sensitive zone, and you keep that signal there long enough and heat that strata, and that's exactly what it does, you can trigger seismic activity. And this is not disputed in the scientific community. So when we have, for example, in the Fukushima quake, we have institutions like MIT. Ted, you know who MIT is, I know. So.
Yeah.
Very well. So when we have institutions like that stating on the record that there was extremely anomalous atmospheric heating over the Japanese quake, for example, directly above the epicenter for days prior to the quake, starts to paint a pretty clear picture.
Well, why are they doing this, Dave? Why are they causing earthquakes? Are they trying to undo what they've done, or are they just trying to damage human beings, or are they trying to cut the population out? I mean, why are we having all these hurricanes? Why do we have the most potent hurricane season in over 100 years this year? I mean, why are they doing this? Because we know they can control these storms. Why are they doing all of these storms? Are they trying to cause damage? Are they trying to damage infrastructure? Are they trying to punish us? I mean, who are these nutbags, the bankers, you say, that are doing this? But what is their end game again? I mean, and when you create all of this weather, in the Gulf of Mexico with these massive storms like they went into Houston, does that suck all the moisture out of the air in California?
No, there's more than there would be more than enough moisture in the air if it was not for climate engineering, because atmospheric relative humidity, Ted, has gone down since 1945. That's impossible on a warming planet based on the laws of physics without climate engineering and the desiccant materials I spoke of, because that deflects the direct sunlight. That negatively affects evaporation. The same particulates affect convection. That also reduces evaporation. Affecting convection affects winds, lowers wind. Overall wind in the planet is diminishing. This is science fact. That negatively affects evaporation. So atmospheric relative humidity has gone down, and climate engineering is affecting that. So they're suppressing the cyclones. They're suppressing a lot of other forms of evaporation. We would have actually more air moisture in the air otherwise. Now, as far as the why question, again, very complex. Weather warfare, hiding the damage done to the planet, and also, and this is very important, this reflects where we're at now, today. Those in power know that the current paradigm, the current rate of resource consumption cannot continue. It's done. We've depleted the low-hanging fruit, if you will, and now it's about to get very rough. The law of the jungle is about to prevail because there's not enough to go around. That's why we have the resource wars going on in the Middle East. And back to climate engineering on the resource wars, every one of those countries we've toppled and destabilized and are now taking their resources, just like we are in Afghanistan, as Trump discussed several days ago. I'm sorry to say, for those who had faith in Mr. Trump, but there's $1 trillion worth of minerals in Afghanistan, and just 2 days ago, there was announcements for more excessive bombing of Afghanistan to perhaps help facilitate the extraction of these resources. So this is a very disheartening scenario. But the bottom line is, those in power know that it's about to get rough because there's not enough to go around. We have about 36 countries right now descending into chaos because there's not enough resources to support the paradigm that we've known. As you mire the population in difficulty, whether we're talking about Texas, Puerto Rico, now California, those people can't think about the bigger picture at all. They're simply focused on their next bite of food, their next drink of water. And I would argue we're going to see much, much more of this as the dominoes start to fall, as the power structure starts to splinter, and there are several factions of the power structure. I think that's becoming very clear because we have media attacking Trump and Trump doing other things that aren't right. And I want to state this for the record, too. Obama, Clinton, all the rest, all of them a part of the power structure, no question. There's no benevolence in any of these individuals. But they will continue to fuel the same sorts of cataclysms we've had this year. Not that we wouldn't have them without climate engineering, but they're being fueled and manipulated now, and that will accelerate rapidly as biosphere collapse unfolds.
You know, you said something that's very articulate and very sharp, and I don't want the listeners to gloss over this because I know they understood it, but I want to say it one more time. John Rappaport was on my show a few months back. Actually, it was last year, I think it was, or a few months. I can't remember anymore. And he's a brilliant writer. And he said the most important thing they've done is they've created a victim status mentality in the United States. And that when people get addicted to drugs, they're a victim. When they have problems with leaky gut, they're a victim. When they have arthritic conditions, they're a victim. When they have cancer, they're a victim. When they have diabetes, they're a victim. When they have heart disease, they're a victim. And he says that what they do is they constantly give us more and more drugs and more, quote, cures for diseases, which create more of a victim status in the United States. Until now, we've got, 60-70% of the population taking prescription drugs for their diseases and their syndromes, and it's created a victim class. You said something very, very good, and I hadn't thought about this. When a person lives in Puerto Rico right now with 85% of the island still without power, they are a victim. They're not thinking about anything that's going on. They're just trying to eat and have electricity. When a person's in Houston and they go underwater, they become a victim. When a person's in Florida and all of these things happen, they become a victim. When a person's in California and they have wildfires everywhere, they become a victim. And whenever you can increase the amount of victims that you have in an area or in a country, what ends up happening is you take those people out of the general thought process and they no longer think about what the country's involved with or what the country is doing. And we've had one disaster after another disaster after another disaster, including the earthquakes in Mexico, which I believe were induced by HARP or some other type of ground technology. And we've had all of these things happening over and over and over, like a giant swarm of chaos has come into the planet in the last 6 months, and it's not stopping. It's getting worse and worse and worse, almost as if these bankers who control a lot of this technology are basically saying, hey, look, if you're not going to do what we tell you to do, you're going to get punished. Hey, Puerto Rico, you defaulted on $70 billion. Guess what? We're going to lay waste to your country. And now Trump comes out and says, basically, we can't keep FEMA there forever. And you guys are going to have to be on your own because we can't put this kind of money into your country. And here these guys are, over 80% of them still without power. And he makes a statement like that, which wasn't his best motive as far as best moment. I mean, he's supposed to be a Christian, claims to be a Christian. And he's saying things like this to the people that are needy and without power, without electricity, and a lot of them without food. So we've got a major problem going on now in the United States because of all these national disasters that we've had, and we've created a gigantic victim status when people stop thinking about what's going on in the alternative news. Wow, Dave, that's really a good point. I really like that. What else do you want to talk about tonight? I mean, you know the methane expulsion is happening. What else do you want to talk about?
Let's follow up on what you just stated because we're on the same page completely. So chaos serves the power structure. Thus, the whole Middle East now. In chaos, is it not? It's in chaos. Every one of those Middle Eastern countries. Yes. And that allows occupation, resource extraction to be much easier for what is now the U.S. empire. There's really no arguing that. And I would argue whether Mr. Trump, Mr. Obama, Clinton, Bushes, any of the rest, if any of them were a threat to the power structure, they would have already ended up like Kennedy. So in regard to chaos, let's look at the ISIS terrorist threat that we've been spoon-fed from the beginning, even though our country has helped to spawn, fuel, and fund ISIS.
Right.
Now we have ISIS that got free, safe passage out of Iraq into Syria, where they are allowed to continue their chaos. And that small army that had no source of resources except what they were being supplied from someone somewhere, like the Toyota trucks they have that came from the Pentagon. Any of your listeners can look that up. That's where those trucks came from. Why did ISIS end up with Pentagon trucks, Hummers, and everything else? And now that ISIS is being splintered apart because they couldn't obviously win a war against real countries with real air forces and real militaries. And now that splintering of ISIS allows the power structure to scatter those seeds everywhere so that there's lots more chaos everywhere as the planet begins to implode. And now they can create chaos at home and abroad, issues like Las Vegas, that whether it's a rogue lone wolf, quote, terrorist, that has many holes in that story as well. More and more and more of this is going to crop up to keep the population busy for exactly the reasons that you stated, and they'll have less and less ability to focus on the bigger picture, focus on the government criminality, let alone do anything about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dave, because I've told my listeners for years, the way this thing breaks out is this. In the United States, we have taken our right to vote and to put elected officials into the government that we can trust, and we've given our rights to these guys to basically rule over us, so to speak, or to hopefully make laws for us that are going to benefit each of us in their different districts and states. The problem is these guys have turned around and they've been compromised because they've been blackmailed. They've done things they shouldn't ought to do as far as with finances or with children or with prostitutes or with drugs, and they've been filmed doing it, a lot of them. So now they've been compromised, and they, because of the fact that, you know, we have this constant, never-ending, I'm in there for 30, 40 years kind of thing, they can be controlled by the deep state, which is primarily the CIA and the Mossad and a lot of other things that we talk about on a regular basis. Now, what's also interesting about this is they've turned around, this group of people in the government, and they've turned over their authority to the military-industrial complex, or the military. They've turned it over to the CIA. The CIA has turned it over to the Sabbatean Cabalists. You referred to them earlier as the international bankers. These are the sorcerers and the wizards and the weirdos and the pedophiles and the drinkers of children's blood and all the other sick stuff these guys are involved in. And these guys are trying to hook us up to a D-Wave computer, and they're going to do it by energizing the atmosphere and making us breathe all of their smart dust and all of their poisons they're putting into the systems that we have around the country. And now they're trying to blame shift because they screwed the doggone planet up so much with these methane releases that they don't want to talk about that, and they don't want to turn back and deionize the atmosphere and let this thing clean itself, because Mother Earth will cleanse itself. But the problem is you can't keep poisoning the planet like this and have any chance of the planet turning back around. It'll reach a point of no return. So now these guys are covering up the fact that they've done that, and they don't want to admit to the fact that they've done this. Now, you're exactly right. They're creating more and more and more chaos to take the the spotlight off of them and what they're involved in, so we don't think about, hey, they're really spraying us and forcing us to breathe nanoparticles, and we're inhaling it up through our olfaction system, going directly into the brain, including the aluminum, which, as you said, drops IQ scores. What do you think?
To capitalize on everything you just stated, which I fully agree with, and that's the bottom line. The ship is going down by the day, and we have to prioritize. We have to prioritize on the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat, or we have no chance, again, to follow through on what you just stated and agree with you fully, that if the planet is not allowed to respond on its own without the straitjacket of climate engineering destroying every fraction of Earth's life support processes, if we don't allow the planet to respond, we have no chance, none. That's a mathematical fact. So what do we do at this point when we have so many converging cataclysms? We have to prioritize. And in addition to destroying Earth's life support systems, every breath we take is toxic. We are dying. We're literally being slow killed, and they can speed that up, as you and I discussed off the air. Anytime they change that mix, they can level the playing field anytime they want. So I would argue this, and this is why GeoengineeringWatch.org is so focused on stopping the atmospheric spraying atrocities in our skies. We have to focus on that. That's the single greatest threat we face today, mathematically, short of nuclear cataclysm. How do we stop it? We have to reach a critical mass of awareness, and each of us must play a part in that. And we're right back to, again, prioritizing, sharing credible data, because credible data brings legitimacy to the issue. It's legitimate then when people can see hard facts and photos. So if for everybody who feels helpless in this dark corner we find ourselves in, you're not helpless. Stand up, get on the playing field, arm yourself with credible data, help us reach a critical mass of awareness. And when we do, as we do, people start reaching out to us, like the conversation I told you off the air that I had today with a former member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's how we get this issue to light.
Dane, thank you. We're going to break. Wow, should have kept you a little bit longer. God bless you, buddy. Thanks so much. I'll have you back on my own show soon. Stay tuned. We're going to do a summary of the show tonight. And as soon as we get back to the break, again, Dane, excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric's a...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Caring Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We are offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies Kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.trainpostwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Hagman and Hagman Show. This is Ted Brower, your guest host for this evening, why Doug is having his daughter get married. Guys, I want to thank you for allowing me to be with you tonight. I want to thank you for allowing me to have these incredible guests on this show. My thanks to John, the producer for Hagman and Hagman, to Todd, to Doug and Joe, and everybody for the show we've had tonight. And they've been kind enough to let me know that I talked to them. They're going to let me post on my archives, and on my show. If you go to my shows on my show on iTunes, if you go to healthmasters.com, this show will be posted on my iTunes links also. I want to be able to do that because of the content that we covered tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the guests individually and who they are and what they mean to me as an individual. And then I want to go ahead and cover some stuff, health stuff with you guys tonight and some other things and give you kind of a summary. Also, I want to talk a little bit about Steve Pachenik. Steve Pachenik really came out and hammered Trump this week about the shootings in Vegas. I'm not going to even repeat what he said. You guys can look at that yourself if you'd like. Also, I had Robert David Steele on my show yesterday, and he discussed that in detail. And also, Dave Hodges was on my show today, if you want to hear that. I'm not going to rehash all that information because that's already been posted on my iTunes, so you guys can hear all of those shows. But the thing I've got to share with everybody who's listening right now is we've got to pray for Donald Trump. And I really want him to have a Saul of Damascus, Road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus, Apostle Paul epiphany. We need to have that. I think Donald Trump is in the middle of a mess. I think he was the accidental president. I mean, the polls never showed that he was going to win. It was because of the Hagman Show and the alternative media and my show and us praying all the time and exposing all of the stuff that Hillary Clinton was involved in that he actually just won just overwhelmingly. And I think he's got it over his head because he's never been a politician. Now, I believe he can come out of this, but I believe he's going to have a little bit more clarity as far as what a Christian is and what the vision of Christ is. So let's pray, if you don't mind with me, real quickly. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Donald Trump tonight. I ask for Donald Trump to have a Road to Damascus experience. I mean, if Jesus has got to come and talk to him personally and knock him off his horse, so to speak, metaphorically, and, hit him with a bright light, whatever needs to be done, Father, let him hear from the living God. Let him hear from Yahweh. Let him hear from Yeshua. And let him realize that he has a calling on his life and that we've called him to set him apart and that he can't compromise with the deep state and he has a higher person he has to answer to, Father. Let him realize that. Let the preachers who are allowed to pray for him continue to give that anointing to him and let him see that, Father. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. I wanted to do that on the show tonight because I did it on my show today also because, guys, it's so important that all of us stay in unity because think through this for a second. Donald Trump is having all of these things happen to him. I mean, the left hates him now. The gays hate him now. The communists hate him now. The media hates him now. I mean, Hillary Clinton was embraced by all of those groups. I mean, she was their darling. And had she been involved in the White House right now, there'd been nothing slowing this juggernaut down. They would have already been doing everything they could via executive order like Obama did to take away more and more of our rights. And Trump's not doing that. So we've just got to believe God that he's going to get right and get some of these Goldman Sachs boys out of these positions and some of these guys that are saboteuring Kabbalists out of these positions and get rid of the Federal Reserve System as we know it, nationalize it and put it under the Treasury where it belongs and get rid of all of this debt they've accrued to us for absolutely no reason whatsoever but to defraud the United States of America. Plus, as Catherine Austin Fitz says, they have documented proof now of $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon and through HUD, and I want that money back. That's a huge amount of money that would literally wipe out our entire national debt, and the Rothschild banking cartel has that kind of money. They have that kind of money, and they can produce it, and we can get the entire national debt paid off and be out of debt in the United States and start issuing debt-free currency again. That's what needs to be done immediately. And until we get that monkey of the Federal Reserve Bank off our backs, this is never going to be any better as far as the overall standing of the United States. Also, we need to realize that Donald Trump, as far as the deep state, he's not in control of that, because if he was, these chemtrails would stop. If he was, all of this stuff that happened in Vegas wouldn't have happened. All of this stuff is being done around him, as far as I'm concerned, but not through him. So it's very important that we understand that he has to take authority of the United States back. Chuck Baldwin did an excellent job tonight talking about the importance of the pulpit and why Christians and pastors have to stick together. Guys, I'm going to say something. I read this little thing about the church, the guy who, the pastor who came and who didn't like Chuck Baldwin, and I read the just parts of my texting back and forth to you guys tonight. I don't have a problem with the prosperity gospel. I don't. I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, I'm not a name it, claim it, blab it, grab it guy. That's not me. But I believe that God wants you blessed enough to have a nice home, to have a nice car, to be able to buy healthy, good vitamins and supplements like we have at Health Masters. I believe that's God's will, that you can have your parents or your children go to college and you not have to pay for it. I believe that's God's will for everybody who's listening to me tonight. But I also know this. We can't have an anemic pulpit not talking about homosexuality or promiscuity or drug use or homosexuality or all the other things. We can't allow that to continue in the United States. We have to hold the preachers accountable for telling us the truth. Guys, it's so important to me that you go to a Bible-believing church, a church that's not filled with Masonic figures, a church that's not filled with pastors that are, how should I say this, where they're wearing heaven. They got lace on their panties. I'll say it a nice way. I don't like preachers that are girly men. I don't like those guys at all. I like macho preachers. I like preachers that tell the truth. And there are a lot of preachers now in the United States that are finally realizing they can tell the truth from the pulpit, and they can go ahead and start talking about the political aspects of what's going on in the United States. Because, guys, it's like Chuck Baldwin said tonight, if the preachers in 1775 and 1776 were not telling us the truth from the pulpit, there would have been no Revolutionary War. We'd still be subjects of England right now here in the United States. It never would have happened. And always remember, the War of 1812 was put on by the Rothschild banking cartel to subjugate the United States back to having a central bank. And they wanted to get the Bank of America back in under Biddle, and they got a 20-year charter that Andrew Jackson threw out. This international banking cartel that Dane Whittington called out tonight, and also that we talked about with several of the other guests, it has to be brought to heel. It can't be allowed to continue to print money hand over fist with the U.S. currency and allow us to get deeper and deeper into debt. This national aid that we give to all of these other countries around the world, whether they deserve it or not, and many of them hate us, and I've traveled all over the world. A lot of countries really dislike Americans now, because remember, they associate you with the United States government. You know, we funded ISIS. We created ISIS. We gave them their Toyota trucks. And when Russia finally came in and started bombing the holy living blankety blank out of them in Syria, they got defeated. Now they've gone back to Afghanistan. We've had to put more troops in Afghanistan. Why? Because these guys are wanting to burn poppy fields because they're wanting to work with the Taliban now in Afghanistan. That's why our troop strength has gone up. It's like Paul Williams said tonight. We have literally billions, trillions now, $1.3 trillion worth of opium being spread throughout the world, a trillion coming into the United States, the third largest commodity between oil, natural gas, and then heroin into the U.S. We have huge percentages of population in some area hooked on heroin. Why? To fund the CIA black ops and to create the victim mentality in all of these heroin addicts. Heroin addicts get so desperate for their next fix, they'll break into a house. They'll do anything they have to in many cases, not in all cases, in order to get that fix. That's what the victim mentality does. If you can get a nation subdued by drugs, by pharmakia, it talks about in the book of Revelation. We've got people that are taking statin drugs, which have turned their brains to mush, and they've dumbed them down. We've got people still, and it blows my mind. We have people right now listening to this show who have heard me talk about fluoride dozens and dozens of times, and you're still using fluoride toothpaste, and you're ingesting this stuff directly through your sublingual glands, and you're dropping your IQ scores from the fluoride toothpaste. You're using fluoride mouthwash. You're allowing the dentists to use fluoride rinse in your mouth when they clean your teeth. Guys, don't do that. You've got to get off of this product that was developed in concentration camps to make the inmates infertile and servile. You have to get off the fluoride. Remember Stanley Kubrick in his one movie that he did was such a masterpiece with Slim Pickens. You know, and he basically, what was the name of that movie? I don't remember, but it's back in the 60s. But you remember it, and it'll come to me in just a second. Yeah, I remember I'm not using any notes. But he actually said the reason they were fighting this war in the communist war, and they were bombing Russia with these nukes, was because they were putting fluoride in the water supply. So it's so important that you guys understand that you've got to get off the fluoride. That's critical. So also, with people like Chuck Baldwin, continue to support him. He did a big thing when he dumped his 501(c) corporation there in Pensacola, and he moved to Montana. I mean, to me, the man's a patriot, and he's somebody that everybody should want to emulate as far as realizing they can tell the truth from the pulpit. Then let's talk about David Litz. David, dark journalist, he's got one of the best websites and some alternative health stuff, not alternative health stuff, but alternative news stuff about what's going on with the space fence, the breakaway civilizations. And the article thing that he did a couple of weeks ago, that 13-minute thing that he did, was absolutely amazing on how he summarized what was going on with the deep state and the breakaway civilizations and what's going on with the space program since 1947. You need to watch that. Sheila Zelinsky, she's got a nonprofit ministry up in Canada. You can contribute to her from her own website. And understand, guys, that she's at the tip of the spear. She's being ridiculed now by several organizations. And, guys, it's what's going to happen to all of us. I mean, I told you earlier in the show that YouTube came in and closed my – what they did, they knocked out – I had hundreds of videos on YouTube that were all my show that were being produced every day and downloaded to YouTube. They took them all down, except for like five of them. I mean, they just eliminated them. I guess they didn't like the content. And so I just shut the whole thing down. And so when you support organizations like healthmasters.com and you get your multiple vitamins from us and do all the things that you do, it's such a blessing to us, and I want to thank you again for doing that, because it allows me to do shows like this with Doug and Joe when they're busy or they're gone or they have to do something different for the evening, like with a personal family thing like this. And so it gives us all the opportunity to work together. Dave Hodge is the same way. Dave and I did a great show today. You guys will love it if you listen to that show on my iTunes account. You can listen to it because the YouTube's gone. You can listen to the iTunes now, or you can call our direct phone number and hear it for the whole weekend if you'd like. That's available at healthmasters.com on our website. There's actually a 24-hour listen line that you can hear the show that I did with Dave Hodges all weekend. So support Dave and support his show, support Sheila, and also Paul Williams, probably one of the smartest men I've ever spoken to. Dr. Williams has a PhD. He's a prolific writer. He is incredible with what he's capable of doing and the knowledge that he has, especially about Operation Gladio and the Roman Catholic Church, having been a former Catholic. You know, buy his books. Get the book Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. Get all of his books. He's that good. And then Dane Whittington. Dane's been on my show multiple times. I first interviewed him on the Power Hour, I guess it was 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And I can say to you, this is just, honestly, this was the best interview that I've heard Dane Whittington do, because he actually got into the geopolitical connections between chemtrails and why they're doing it. And he really made a lot of sense as far as the victim mentality that they're trying to do with these storms all over the United States, because people don't talk about what's happening if they're worried about what's going on with the NFL, or they're worried about an earthquake, or they're worried about a tornado, or they're worried about another hurricane, or another hurricane, or another hurricane, or another hurricane, or what's happening in Puerto Rico. It takes the mind off the alternative media, and it puts people into a survival mode. So all of the interviews tonight deserve a second listen. So go to the iTunes profile. If you're going to listen to it on Blog Talk, do that. If you want to listen to it on Hagman's website, do that. Anything you can do to listen to these shows again, because these are that important. And forward this to your friends so they can hear these interviews. That's very, very important. So let's go ahead and break off of this for a second. And I want to cover a few things about health and some other things that I haven't covered on the show that I've wanted to do. More Americans right now are suffering from stress, anxiety, and depression, the study finds. And now what they've done is they've given us this serotonin model with the brain, which is a flawed study to start with, and they try to give us serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which help to keep the serotonin inside of the neural cleft. And what ends up happening when you do that, you decrease the material that your brain needs to produce more serotonin, and you have like a psychotic break, and you can actually start doing crazy things like killing people and committing suicide. There's all kinds of natural things that you can do to eliminate problems associated with the mild to moderate forms of stress and also depression. Just the other day, after I'd heard the several videos. I'm not going to mention them again. It kind of got me down a little bit. And I told my wife, I said, sweetie, I need some 5-HTP. You say, what's 5-HTP? Well, that's 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. And what it does, you know, we have it available at the healthmasters.com website. And what it does, it helps the brain to produce serotonin. It gives you the raw materials that your brain needs to produce serotonin. And I took that. And about 2 hours later, I felt pretty good again. Because, guys, all of the stuff that we talk about tonight, you know, all of it, except for the praying that we do and the positive affirmations that we do and the positive scriptural affirmations that we do, you know, it's all kind of a downer if you let it get to your head. But you've got to realize something. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, he's the Redeemer. I mean, he sits at the right hand of God Almighty. I had a lady today. Oh, my gosh. She was like a godsend. I called her up today. She's from the office. Not from my office, but she was one of our customers, and she wanted me to talk to her. She had some questions to ask me about CERN. And she was absolutely exactly what the doctor ordered, so to speak, today. She built us up. She edified all the shows. She gave us so much encouragement. And she's right. I'm not interested in hearing what the world has to say. I'm interested in hearing what the guy who runs the universe, Yahweh, says, the guy who sits on the throne. I want to hear what he has to say. I want to hear what Yeshua has to say, who sits beside him on the throne, because these are the guys that we're going to answer to and we're going to be with for all eternity. And guys, we have to stay positive, for this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. It doesn't matter what they do and how they act. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'm not going to let them take and give us a negative energy thing. I'm not going to do that. See, and what we have to realize is this. The earth right now is our home. They're doing everything they can to turn it upside down, because that's the Sabbatean Kabbalist way. This is what they want to do. They want to turn everything upside down and make it bad to resurrect their serpent god from the pit. That's who these international bankers are, these wizards and warlocks that we talk about so many times. That's what they want to do. But we can't let them affect us like that, because again, listen to me, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the earth. Greater is he who is in me. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we have the resonance frequency of the Holy Spirit infusing us and the blood of Christ continuing renewing us, when that happens to you and you're filled, you have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. And that's how we have to maintain our attitude. Now, if you do get down a little bit because you need some more serotonin or you need some more, you know, omega-3 fat, we can always apply that. We can always do all of that. We can always have you take those supplements. It's so important to understand that we have to give our bodies the right nutrients it needs every single day in order to stay healthy. More Americans than ever before are stressed, depressed, and anxiety-ridden, and many are unable to get the help they need, a new study suggests. An estimated 8.3 million American adults, about 3.4% of the U.S. population, suffer serious psychological distress, an evaluation of the federal health data has included. Guys, it's much, much higher than this. I mean, we have people, millions and millions of people all over the United States that are taking tricyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We have a lot of people that are taking statin drugs to lower cholesterol, which in most cases is still pretty healthy to start with, to get it around 100, which is complete nonsense because your body can't make testosterone. And guess what, guys? If you can't make testosterone, you can't keep your testosterone up, you start suffering with ED. That's very important you understand that. That's erectile dysfunction if you don't know what that means. Now, also what happens with this is you lose the aggressive stature that you have as an alpha male or as a human being or as a male. You end up becoming more, how should I say, passive. This is what they want. They want the statin drugs to make you passive. They don't want you to have high testosterone. They don't want you having sex and reproducing, so if they can make you have ED, they stop that. In addition to that, they give you the fluoride to do the exact same thing. All of these things are being given to us on an ongoing basis, along with the bisphenol A, which are female growth compounds in plastics and in a lot of different foods now, because the plastic leaches into these foods to make us more passive with higher levels of estrogen, which is antagonistic to testosterone. They don't want the Americans that stormed the beaches of Normandy. They don't want the Americans that fought the Civil War. They don't want the Americans that fought the War of 1812 or the Spanish-Indian War. They don't want any of those, or the French and Indian War. They don't want any of those types of Americans available, especially with the Second Amendment we have in the United States. They want to make everybody as girly as they possibly can. That's what transgenderism is all about. That's what's teaching these young boys to be girls in schools. That's all the reason they're doing this, because they want to demasculinate. They want to castrate. They want to get your testosterone out of your system. Don't let them do that. So watch your statin drugs. I think statin drugs are one of the biggest disasters that's ever been promulgated to the American population. It's more for these guys that run the banks who own the doggone drug companies to make more and more money. It's ironic to me, as they enslave you, as they dump your testosterone, as they turn you more and more and more feminine, they make money off of this. The same thing with the chemotherapy and the radiation and the surgery and the barbarism that we know now is the current cancer treatment protocols. Today on the show, we talked about with Dave about how they're targeting your DNA. It's really important that you don't go to places that want to determine what your ancestry is. It's really important that you don't let them take swabs off the inside of your cheeks. And you say, why? Well, here's why. They're doing a lot of testing now with biologicals. And what they're doing with the biologicals is there's certain segments of the population that they find unnecessary, so to speak. And they want to be able to target that DNA. When they have samples of your DNA, it helps them with their beta testing. In other words, if they want to get rid of white people, they can target a virus to go after white people. If they want to get rid of Hispanics, they can get rid of Hispanics. If they want to get rid of blacks, they can go after blacks. If they want to go after people that are Chinese or Indonesian, they can go after all of these different ethnic groups because your DNA is different. Now, there's something else, too, with this that we've got to share, and I was hoping that Daniel was going to talk about this with the space fence tonight, but we ran out of time. Everybody has a very specific frequency, a genetic frequency in which your cells vibrate at a very specific rate. And if they ingest, if they put enough smart dust in you through the chemtrails, if they put enough nanocrystals in you broadcasting uplinks through your DNA, through your central nervous system, they can actually find out what your frequency is. When you give them a DNA sample, they have that same matching frequency. And if they wanted to, guys, this is going to sound really weird because Royal Rife did it. And it's important that you do some research on him. He could take a cancer cell and hit it with this alternative sine wave. You know, if it's a 60 cycles, he'd drop the top to the bottom, the bottom to the top. And he could actually put that through that cancer cell, and he'd cause what's called cellular lysis. The cell would break open and die because it got hit with the opposite frequency of the cell. He knew exactly what to do and how to kill cancer cells without radiation or surgery. They could do the same thing to you from their space-based weapon systems. That's the technology they're heading towards right now. If they know your frequency, they know your DNA, if they want to get rid of you, they could do the same thing that Royal Rife did. They could put the right frequency to you, and they can drop you dead in 6 seconds, 10 seconds, 2 hours, 5 hours, 1 year. They can give you diseases. That technology is available right now, guys. And so it's important that you don't give your DNA samples away and let the government have huge, you know, data centers in which they tried to do it last week at a doggone football game and it collapsed. They couldn't get it done. There was too much blowback from it. They wanted like 50,000 fans to give their DNA and have their cheek swabbed. Is this nuts or what? This is what they're trying to do. And so we have to get this through our heads that we can't allow them to do this to us. You don't want to be a lab experiment. These guys that are running the planet, and Dane Whittington called it out, the international banking community, you know, with the Vatican, with the CIA, and all of the guys that are working together in organized crime, and the Luciferians and the Satanists, this group of people that are doing this, they don't have your best interest at heart. They don't care whether you stay alive or I stay alive. All they do is what their master does, come rob, kill, steal, and destroy, because they're doing everything they can to resurrect them from the pit. Guys, it's so important that we understand this as Christians, and we realize that we don't need to allow them to do this. Because remember, greater is he, I mentioned this earlier, greater is he who is within us than he who is in the world. And that's why they ask you for your DNA sample, and you willingly give it to them. Because we still have freedom of will. We don't have to say yes to any of this nonsense. And they're always telling us what they're going to do in their disaster movies, and they're broadcasting what they're going to do. Guys, you know, when you pray, you can support, you protect your own family. You plead the blood of Christ over you. You put a hedge of thorns around you. You station angels all around you. And you can control the energy, I guess you could say, around your family. That's why it's so important that you pray every single day for protection from the Almighty. Because if we do that together in the aggregate, we can do so much more than an individual praying by himself. A couple more articles here because we're almost out of time. It's magnesium is the key to healthy bones and not calcium. This is a really good article. We've got magnesium brain food available at our website. It helps to chelate the aluminum that you're breathing in through your olfaction back out of your brain. Super important. And also, it ties together with a lot of the different things that are happening with immunizations and the heavy metal toxicity that we're getting, especially in our kids. Here's an article that I just found so ridiculous. I couldn't help but bring it up. It says the Pope is now denouncing pornography and the corruption of kids' minds and bodies, with 60% of his priests who are openly gay going to gay clubs and 10% of them openly raping young children who are pedophiles. I can't believe the Pope would say this. Now you've learned about him and also what I've told you before about what happened in South America in Buenos Aires. And this is one other thing that I wanted to cover on the show. I did it with Doug and Joe a few weeks ago, and I didn't get a chance to do it. A doomsday preacher on a Wimbledon train causes passengers to flee. Now listen to what kind of marshmallows and snowflakes that we've turned into, particularly in England. Panic commuters force open doors and spill onto active tracks, electrical tracks, after man recites Bible verses. Hundreds of thousands of commuters experienced a major disruption during the rush hour 2 weeks ago after passengers evacuated themselves from a train in London and spilled onto its tracks because they feared a fellow passenger who was preaching was acting erratically. The incident took place at 8:30 a.m. just outside of Wimbledon Station on Southwestern Railway, running from Shepperton to Waterloo, forced the network rail to switch off power in the area, causing long delays because these are electric tracks they're running around. The guy, Ian O'Sullivan, 42 years old, was in the same carriage as the pastor, said a man began reading what appeared to be extracts from the Old Testament, and when the train stopped at a red light outside of the Southwest London Rail Station, people panicked, pried the doors open, and ran out onto active tracks. Guys, listen to me. I'm not saying that the guy who did all this and preached all of this was doing the right thing, but let me say one thing he was doing. He was doing something. I don't know what he was preaching, but if he was preaching from the Word of God, I'd like to have heard him, and I've been there amening him. But guys, we've turned into a snowflake generation, especially over in England, and all they care about is political correctness. That's not what God called us to. He called us to be set apart. He said, come ye out from among them, be ye separate. That's declareth the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to compromise and do the things that the world does. He wants us to preach the word of God, his word, and to preach it boldly. And if we do that, we can bring honor and glory to him to the best of our abilities. And as far as I'm concerned, he's going to take care of you all the days of your life. Because remember, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it takes away your responsibility of doing what's right in the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus said that not one thing was going to be taken away from the Word, not one jot, one tittle would be removed, and anyone who preached less for people to do less than that would be least to the kingdom of God. Now, that's what the Bible says. Remember, we still have the same God of the Old Testament, the same God of the New Testament. He still sits in the heavens. He still sits on his throne. And guys, we're here to bring honor and glory to him, the best of our abilities, and to serve him as far as I'm concerned. Because, guys, he is God. And all of these whack bags that do all these crazy things and sacrifice children, I always ask the same question over and over again. If your God is so good, why does he require the sacrifice of children and all of these crazy things and rituals they're involved in? So, guys, stay tuned to the Hagman Show. Thank you so much for supporting Hagman & Hagman. Thank you so much for supporting HealthMasters.com. I want you to know it's been my pleasure and my honor tonight to be on this show for Doug and for Joe. And I just want you guys to know that if I can do anything for you, you can give us a call at our office. It's 1-800-726-1834 or healthmasters.com. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting us and supporting Doug and Joe. And God bless you guys. And I will talk to you guys again on Monday. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and talking to you guys again on my show. And we're looking forward to Doug and Joe coming back and having a complete and totally safe trip. God bless, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks.